Hi everyone, my name's Liam. I'm here to talk about an amazing trip I took recently to the coast. I'd seen posters for a sand sculpture exhibition on the beach, and since I love art, I decided to go. I initially thought it would just be kids making sandcastles, but it was actually a serious, large-scale event with professional artists from all over the world. Every year, the organisers choose a different subject for the artists to base their work on. I assumed it would be ocean creatures, given the location, but this year it was fairy tales. It was fascinating to see how each artist interpreted the stories differently. Now, you might think they'd just use the sand right there on the beach. However, that sand is too round and smooth from the ocean waves. They actually bring in tons of river sand, which has sharper edges and sticks together much better when compacted with water.
Watching the artists' work was absolutely fascinating. They start out by using heavy machinery and shovels to build big blocks of sand, of course. But for the intricate details, they don't use typical beach toys. I saw one guy using dental instruments to carve out a tiny face. It takes incredible patience and precision.
There were so many impressive pieces along the shoreline. A lot of people were busy photographing a huge medieval castle and a dragon that looked like it was breathing fire. But the one that completely amazed me was a sleeping giant. The details on its face and hands were incredibly realistic, as if it might wake up at any moment.
I got chatting with one of the sculptors while she was taking a break. I asked if rain was their biggest enemy. She told me that light rain is actually quite helpful because it keeps the sand moist. What really causes problems and ruins their work is the wind. A strong gust can blow away the fine details in a matter of seconds.
I also wondered how the artwork survived for weeks. To stop the sculptures from drying out and blowing away, they have a special trick. They don't mix the sand with cement or anything permanent like that. Instead, they spray the finished pieces with a mixture of water and glue. This creates a thin crust on the outside that seals the moisture in.
While visitors couldn't touch the professional displays, there was a chance to get our hands dirty. I didn't want to enter the amateur carving competition, as I've never done it before, but I did sign up for a workshop where a professional taught us basic carving techniques. It's definitely harder than it looks.
At the end of the festival, a panel of judges decides the winner. You'd expect the champion to get a huge cash prize, or maybe a massive silver cup, but the actual reward is a rather modest gold medal, along with the prestige and international recognition, of course. Overall, it was an unforgettable experience. I took loads of pictures and initially thought about creating a blog post to share them. However, my brother and I are actually planning to make a short documentary about the artists when the festival returns next summer. I can't wait to go back.